Ladies and gentlemen, Life with the Lion. Once again, we'd like you to meet the Lion family.
I'm Richard Lyon.
I'm Barbara Lyon.
I'm Ben Lyon.
And I'm Baby Daniels Lyon.
And here they are in Family Trouble.
Oh, Pop. You should have seen me play football today.
Well, how is it you played football? I thought you were going to clean out the tool shed.
Well, I thought about cleaning it out.
Really?
Yes, I thought and thought about it, and I got so worn out thinking about it that I went out to play football just to relax.
I don't think you had any intention of cleaning it out.
Oh, but I did, Pop. I flipped a coin to see whether I'd clean the tool shed out or play football.
Well, that sounds fair.
Yes, but would you believe it? I had to flip that coin 14 times before I got football.
Well, Richard, you can clean it out on Saturday.
I can. Saturday's our big football game.
Honestly, football? That's all you know. Your head is even beginning to look like one.
Oh, why don't you grow up?
Here's some fresh tea, honey.
Oh, thanks, Phoebe. Who's the coach, Richard?
Mr. Wimple.
Wimple? Well, I can't see why the boys chose him when there's an expert living in this neighborhood.
Gee, I didn't know we had a real expert living around here.
Well, I don't like to brag, son, but we have a former football star right here in this family. Haven't we, Phoebe?
Don't be silly. You know I don't know anything about football.
Now, wait a minute. Not you. Me.
You, Daddy.
That's right. It wasn't so long ago that people drove for miles just to see me dribble.
Yes, he was a very sloppy baby.
No, I'm talking about the game. I was famous as a center half.
Yes, but what used to be your center half has now slipped around your penalty area.
Now, wait a minute. You can joke. But when I was in school, I was a star soccer player of my class. Well, I remember the big game when I fought my way single-handed and scored 2 goals.
I'll bet your team was proud of you.
Yes, they picked me up, put me on their shoulders, and carried me right off the field. Oh, they were lovely girls.
Oh, girls.
Well, that's not the point. I scored 2 goals.
It would have been 3 if you hadn't tripped on your bloomers.
Now, stop that.
Oh, Master Richard, Willie Wimple telephoned to say he'd be over in a few minutes.
Oh, thanks, Aggie.
Oh, and I washed out your football shirt and put the alarm clock in your room.
Well, that's swell. Well, good night, family. When Willie gets here, tell him to come on up. He's going to spend the night.
Why are you going to bed so early? It's only 9 o'clock.
Oh, I have to be in bed by 9:30 or Mr. Wimple will kick me off the team. That's why Willie's spending the night with me.
What do you mean?
Oh, Willie's on the team, too. So I figured each of us could keep an eye on the other. That way we'll keep each other out of trouble.
Well, it never worked that way before.
Well, it will this time. Nothing in the world could make us break training tonight.
How do you like that? Just because his coach lays down the law. Why can't I get results like that?
Because you're only his father.
Yes. Oh, I wish I could get to bed early. I'm tired.
Do you have to work tonight, Daddy?
Do I have to work? Slave is more the word. I have to prepare my treasurer's report for our club meeting tomorrow, and it must be a complete and accurate accounting of the club money.
That sounds very complicated.
It is complicated and very difficult. Why do you think I was chosen for the job?
I can't imagine.
Oh, Daddy, Daddy, why don't you get your membership list out and work on it while it's early?
See, that's a good idea. I'll get my briefcase. Good heavens!
What's the matter?
I left the list down at the office.
That's a shame, Pop.
Well, I can't possibly write the report without it. Oh, Richard, my boy, your dear old dad's exhausted. When Willie gets here, will you two go down to my office and pick up the list? It's right on my desk.
But, Pop, if I'm out after 9:30, I'll break training. If Mr. Wimple sees Willie and me, we'll be scratched off the team.
Your father wants you to do one tiny little favor and you can't do it. It's all right for me to work all day for you.
I think you're being unreasonable, Daddy.
You keep out of this.
But suppose we bump into Mr. Wimple.
Nonsense. Listen, Richard, my boy, my son. Wimple will never know, and I give you my word of honor, my boy. I won't tell it.
Well, haven't I got a choice in the matter?
No.
Then I'll go.
Good boy, darling.
Daddy, I still think it was unfair to send Richard and Willie to your office.
Oh, it won't take them long, and Wimple will never see them. Besides, Richard is carrying this health fad too far. Why does he always have to overdo everything? Remember last year, he wanted to improve his eyesight, so for 2 months he ate nothing but carrots.
Did it improve his eyesight?
No, but his ears grew 2 inches.
Oh, Daddy, honestly.
You know, I don't believe in too much exercise. My Uncle Albert never did any, and he was very healthy. He had appendicitis, sciatica, rheumatism, whooping cough, measles. Yes, he did.
He did? Well, I just thought you were going to add a few more there for a minute. He had all that, including sciatica?
Yes.
That's near Syracuse, New York, isn't it? He had all that, and you say he was healthy?
Yeah. Well, you ever stop to think how healthy a person has to be to stand all that?
Gee, I hope Richard remembers to lock up your office when he leaves. Didn't you say you left all the club fund money down there, Daddy?
That's right. It's all in my wallet on my desk.
Oh, you shouldn't have left it there. You might have burglars.
Burglars? Oh, look, baby, I'm an intelligent man, and I take intelligent precautions.
In what way, Daddy?
Well, I had a burglar alarm installed in my office only this morning.
What?
Yes, if anyone opens the door to try to get into my office after 6 o'clock, a big alarm rings.
But, Daddy, it's after 6 now. And Richard and Willie can't get into your office without opening the door.
Well, I'm well aware of that fact. I don't see... Richard, come back! Richard, come back!
Ben, you'll have to shout louder. They're halfway there.
They'll have the whole police force around their necks. Those silly, blundering, idiotic kids. Why didn't they remind me of the burglar alarm?
Because you didn't tell them about it.
Well, that's no excuse. I've got to get down to the office and stop it. Where's my hat? Where's my coat? Where's my umbrella?
Daddy, stop panicking.
I'm going. Goodbye.
Ben, wait. You're not... You'd think he'd know where the front door is by now. He'll find it awfully dark in that cupboard.
Hello, BB. I went into the cupboard to get my umbrella.
Well, you better hurry and be careful a policeman doesn't see you on the way.
Why? Do I look suspicious?
A little. You're wearing my hat.
It must have slipped off the hook in the cupboard.
Yes. Well, come on, Barbara. Let's go out. I want to fill your father's hot water bottle.
Okay, Mother.
Now, let's see. Where's my hat? Oh, yes, there it is. Now, I must rush. Ouch!
Hello, Mr. L. Fancy me bumping into you.
Oh, excuse me, Wimple. I'm in a hurry.
Yes, well, run along. I just dropped in to make sure William and Richard were in bed. They are in bed, aren't they?
Oh, yes. Of course, they're in bed.
Good. I think I'll just go upstairs and take a peekaboo at them.
No, Wimple, you can't. I mean, you may disturb their sleepy byes.
Mr. L, what's the matter with you? You're all on tenderhoof.
Oh, I guess I'm just a little tired. I think I'll go to bed. Nighty-bye, Wimpy.
No. You can't go to sleep when your nerves are all on edge. I'll put you through some relaxing exercises.
No, I don't need any.
All right, have his own way. Well, I'll nip up and take a butcher's at the boys.
No, wait a minute. Maybe I do need some exercises.
Oh, good. It'll improve your physique, too, like it did mine. Now, here's a photo taken last summer of my wife with me on the beach. Did you ever see such brawny shoulders? Such tremendous muscles?
You're right. Your wife certainly is a powerful-looking woman.
Yeah. Well, now, to get you relaxed. First of all, I'd like to see you inhale.
I'd like to see you there, too.
What did you say?
Nothing. Look, Wimple, go home. Don't you think your wife will be waiting up for you?
Yes, that's why I'm staying away. Besides, I've got to get you relaxed. Now, come on. Lie down on the floor on your back.
Oh, all right, but hurry up. There, I'm down.
Now, open your shirt, and I'll slop some of this rubbing alcohol on you.
Okay, my shirt's open. Ouch!
Mr. L, this will make a new man out of you.
But I'm happy with me as I am. Skippy, stop licking my chest.
Blimey! I think he likes that rubbing alcohol. How does it taste, Skippy?
Now, look, I've had enough of this. I'm going to get up.
No, you don't. Well, we haven't even started yet. Now, come on. Bring your legs up over your head like this. Here, I'll give you a push. That's it, that's it. Now fold your arms over your legs like this. That's fine. Now your legs are over your head and your arms are folded over your legs.
Well, what do I do now?
Oh, just relax. I'll read the paper.
How can I relax? Hey, who's sitting on my face?
You are.
Look, I've had enough.
Gosh, Richard, it's sort of spooky in this big office building at night, isn't it?
Be quiet. You might wake up the night watchman.
Oh, sorry. They should have a light in these halls. I can't see my hand in front of my face.
Here, try mine.
Willie, your hand's shaking.
It is.
Yeah, there's nothing to be afraid of. Come on, follow right along in front of me.
How much further is it to your father's office?
Oh, this is it. Wait, I'll unlock the door. Hey, what's that?
It's an alarm clock. What did you think it was?
Oh, come on in. Let's close the door. Oh, I feel safer in here, don't you, Willie?
Yes, much safer.
You'll never get out of here alive.
Willie!
Waiting here in the dark. In a moment, you'll feel my fingers around your throat. I'm coming closer.
There's a woman in here, too.
That wasn't a woman. That was me.
I hate you. I hate you. I hate you.
What? From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize.
Thank you, Gilbert Hardy.
Oh, the radio.
Lummy, what a relief. Richard, turn the radio off.
Okay. There. Let's sit down for a moment. My knees are shaking.
I'm sure glad Mr. Wimples is in the kitchen. Poor Daddy. He almost killed you with those exercises.
Oh, my poor bones.
Yes, darling, here. Let me put some more cushions behind your back.
No, thanks. You've got so many cushions behind my back now, my head is between my knees. Oh, my poor joints.
Well, wiggle your shoulders, dear. That'll ease the stiffness.
All right. How's that?
Oh, that's cute. Now, wiggle your torso, only more so.
Well, don't be silly. I wonder what's happened to Richard and Willie. Oh, if Wimple would only go.
Daddy, stop biting your nails. Use a nail file.
No, I never bite a nail file.
I hope Richard and Willie didn't set off that burglar alarm. I shudder to think of it.
You should have thought of that before. Oh, dear, I made a sad funny, huh?
As soon as I finish my coffee, I'll give you some more exercises, Mr. Hill.
Oh, don't hurry, Wimple. Take your time.
Come in.
Phoebe, darling.
Florrie, darling.
Hello, Florrie.
Good heavens. What's Ben doing on the couch?
Oh, Mr. Wimple had him doing exercises and it's tied him all up in knots.
Oh, I know just how you feel. When I was a girl, I used to do gym exercises at the YMCA every morning.
Well, why did you go to the YMCA? That's for men only.
Huh. He asks the questions and answers them, too.
Tell us more, Florrie.
Well, one day, our athletic instructor simply tied me up in knots.
Well, it's time somebody untied you.
Yes, you're a fine one to talk with that flabby figure of yours.
Oh, Florrie, that's not true. Ben has a fine, muscular figure. He's so well developed, he even has muscles on his brain.
Well, they won't get much exercise there.
Mrs. Wainwright, please.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I try to be pleasant to him, and all I ever get is a lot of tired old crack.
You had those in your face when you came in.
Oh, you see what I mean? I'll come back, Beebe, when he's not here.
Oh. Well, Mr. Hill, I've finished my coffee, and I'm all ready to take you on again.
Come on, Mother, let's get the liniments.
All right, dear.
I'll answer that. Hello?
This is Sergeant Bamford speaking from the yard, and don't tell me it's raining. Is Ben lying there?
Oh, who is it, Wimple?
The police.
Oh, give me that phone.
Well, you don't have to be so rough. Who do you think you are, my wife?
I hope not. Hello, Sergeant.
We just got a signal from your office. Somebody is trying to break in.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, don't let it bother you, Sergeant.
What?
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing, nothing.
Nothing? Didn't you have the club funds in there?
Oh, those. Oh, yes, yes, but... Well, just forget it.
Your attitude sounds very strange, Mr. Lyon. You better come down right away. I'll meet you at your office. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Wimple, I've got to go out.
Well, wait for me. I'm coming with you.
Hurry up, Richard. Let's get out of this office.
Well, wait a second. Look, there's a wallet on the desk.
I wonder who it belongs to.
Well, it must be Pop's wallet. Well, let me see. Yep, it's Pop's wallet, all right.
Well, how can you tell?
There's a mirror inside of it.
Mommy, there must be almost 100 quid in that wallet.
Yes, I'll take it home. They'll be very grateful.
Well, I don't like the idea of walking down that dark hall with all this money.
I don't like the idea of walking down a dark hall.
Oh, look, we're being silly. There's nobody in this building but us. Come on. Let's go.
Stand back against the wall. We'll wait here for them.
Richard, turn the radio off.
Well, that's not the radio. I turned it off.
Very well.
Oh, somebody's out there waiting for us. Don't open the door.
They'll have to come this way. The lift isn't working. If they put up a fight, you know what to do.
Willie, did you hear that?
Yes, it must be crooks after the money.
Are you nervous?
I must be. I've been pinching my leg and I don't feel a thing.
If it'll make you feel any better, that's my leg you've been pinching.
But are we going to get out? If we walk down that hall, they'll kill us.
Quick, over to the window. There's a drain pipe outside.
I don't like this office. It's too small.
Perhaps we should break the door down.
Yes.
You're right, Willie. This room is small, and the ceiling's low.
It'll be all right after your hair lies down.
Oh, come on. The window's open.
It's not very big. Can you squeeze through?
The way I feel now, I could squeeze through a keyhole. Oh, come on. I've got a hold of the drain pipe.
I'm coming. Keep your shirt on.
Break the door open. Yes, sir. I'll ram it with my shoulder like this. It's no use. I can't break it down.
Move over. I'll do it.
Good for you, Sergeant Bamford. How'd you do it?
I just turned the handle.
Look, the window's open. They must have escaped.
Oh, that window isn't large enough for a man. There's probably a couple of kids.
Come on, Mr. L.
I'm coming. Stop dragging me.
Oh, I'm glad you managed to get here, Mr. Lyon.
Oh, are we too late?
Yes, but don't worry. We'll catch the boys that did this job.
Boys?
Yes, obviously they slid down that drain pipe, but we'll get them.
But I don't want you to get them.
What?
Yes, why not? It'll give their fathers something to think about. Their fathers must be a rotten lot.
Oh, I don't know. Well, gentlemen, I guess we can all go home now.
You can, if you like, but the constable and I are going to start looking for the boys that did this job.
Why? They really haven't done anything. Nothing's missing.
How do you know? You haven't looked yet?
I haven't.
Now, where's all that money you were talking about?
Oh, that. Oh, yes. It's perfectly safe. It's in my wallet over there on my desk.
The desk, eh? Well, it's gone.
Blimey. Why steal a desk?
The wallet's gone. Oh.
I can't understand it. I didn't tell them to...
Yes?
The money. It wasn't mine.
Well, don't worry, Mr. L. They'll understand. It's not your fault, old friend. A simple little mistake like leaving your wallet on a desk could happen to any intelligent man.
But it's the club money.
What? What kind of an idiot are you? Only a fool would be crazy enough to leave other people's money lying around. It's criminal.
Well, relax, Wimple. I'll pay everybody back if it takes 100 years.
The club money gone. All of it gone. A 2 and a penny belong to me.
Now, Mr. Lyon, do you still want to go home?
I certainly do. I can't wait to get home.
Pop, don't get so excited. Nobody saw us.
Richard's right, Daddy. Why should you get so upset? After all, it's only money, and money isn't everything.
Barbara's right. There are more important things in the world than money. I wish I knew what they were.
And it isn't as if the money had really been stolen. We've got it here.
Well, what good does that do me? Sergeant Bamford thinks it's been stolen, and tomorrow morning the papers will print the story, Ben Lyon allows club money to be stolen. They'll say I'm a careless, irresponsible, stupid man.
What do you care what the papers say? They only print facts.
That makes me feel much better.
Isn't there some way out, Daddy?
Yes, I'll just have to tell him I sent Richard and Willie to the office.
But you can't do that. We'd be kicked off the team for breaking training.
Wait a minute, Ben. I've been thinking.
Congratulations.
Well, why don't you ask me what my idea is?
I'm afraid of the answer.
Well, why don't you ask her, Pop?
Because calling on your mother in an emergency is like calling for a water pistol when your house is on fire. And if I know your mother, the water pistol will be filled with petrol.
Look, Ben Lyon, I may make silly mistakes, but I can always straighten them out because I'm a strong character. Well, isn't that right?
You're a character, all right.
What's your idea, Mom?
Well, it's simple. All you three boys have to do is break into the office again tonight, leave the money on the desk with a nice little note from the burglar saying how sorry he is. See?
That's about the most ridiculous idea I've ever heard of.
Come on, boys.
Where are we going?
To carry out your mother's idea. It might work at that. Well, boys, here's my office. I'll unlock the door.
Careful, Mr. L. We don't want to set off the alarm again.
Oh, don't worry. We won't. See how simple it is? No alarm.
But does it always work?
Of course, Willie. It's a combination. Come on now. Let's go in.
Well, show me what I did wrong when I unlocked it, Pop.
All right, all right. You put the key in the door like this. And instead of turning it to the right first, you turned it to the left like this and then...
Now you've done it.
Hurry up and get inside. Move fast, boys. Willie, close the door.
Right.
Richard, you put the money in the note on the desk. As soon as the police hear that alarm, they'll come over here and we'll all be arrested.
You aren't afraid, are you, Pop?
No.
Are you, Willie?
No.
Are you, son?
No.
Well, that was a nice game. What should we play now?
Oh, come on. Don't. Well, let's climb through the window and slide down a drain pipe.
All right.
Willie, you go first.
Okay, doke. I'm through.
Look out. Here I come. There. Now you, Pop. I'll give you a hand.
No. On second thought, this window's too small for me. You fellas start sliding down the pipe, and I'll meet you at the bottom.
Oh, okay. So long, Pop.
Let's see. I'll open this larger window and slide down the other drain pipe. There. I'll climb out on this sill. I'll surprise those youngsters. Oh, Richard, I'm on my way down.
Good, Pop.
Here I come.
Maybe I should have told Pop about that barrel of water.
Well, let's pretend we don't notice anything different. Then he won't get mad.
Oh, that's a swell idea. Oh, hi, Pop.
What's new?
Oh, we better pull him out.
Get me out of here, son.
Allow me, Mr. Lyon.
Oh, Sergeant Bamford.
That's right. I expected you to drop in.
I can explain.
You can explain in court, Mr. Lyon. That's all I have to say to you. Except one thing.
What's that?
Move back. You're dripping on me.
Mrs. Lyon, wasn't it just wonderful of Master Richard to explain to the police how it was all his fault?
It certainly was, Aggie.
He made a great sacrifice for you, Mr. Lyon. I hope you appreciate it.
I know, and I'm grateful. It's too bad the story had to get into the papers.
The papers?
Oh, yes, Aggie. Listen to this. Marble Arch mix-up. Who's zoo in the Lyon house? Cobb is scratched. And then it goes on. At 10 o'clock last night, Richard Lyon entered his father's office to get a list of club members. But as he opened the door,
Oh, don't read anymore, Barbara. Please, poor Richard. Now, Mr. Whipple will drop him from the football team.
Yes, and the boy's taking it pretty hard. Let's all try and cheer him up.
Here he comes.
Hi, family.
Look, son, I know how you feel, but things aren't as bad as they look.
No, of course not.
Oh, that's the spirit.
My life is just finished, that's all.
Oh, come on now, Master Richard. It's not as bad as that.
No, don't worry. I won't show my emotions. My heart is broken, but I'll dismiss it with a gay laugh.
Oh, my poor brother.
If you all don't mind, I'd like to be alone with my thoughts.
No, dear. We can't leave you that much alone.
Oh, don't worry about me. I'll just curl up on the sofa with a good handkerchief.
Oh, please cheer up, Master Richard. Come on, smile.
Smile? How can I smile?
It's easy, darling. Just open your face in the front.
It's no good, Ma. I can't smile. I'm going to be thrown off the team.
Oh, Daddy, will you come over here a minute?
All right, what do you want?
There's only one way to get Richard out of this mood.
What's that?
Use psychology. Point out gently that he has another big interest in life. Just drop him a hint about the thing he loves most.
All right, honey. I'll drop him a hint, and I'll drop it gently. Here goes. Richard, didn't you hear me drop that half crown?
Yes, but I didn't think it was important.
Richard, you mean to say you don't like money anymore?
Money? What's money?
What?
But, look, why don't you three girls go out in the kitchen and let me have a talk with my son?
All right, dear.
Come on, Miss Barbara. Be nice to him, Daddy.
Now, look, son, you've got to snap out of this.
I can't, Pop. I just can't get over the way life's treated me. One day I'm the Stanley Matthews of Marble Arch, and the next day I'm on a transfer list. Well, that must be Mr. Wimple to tell me I've been dropped from the team.
Oh, come in.
Oh. There you are, Richard Lyon. I saw the morning papers, so I came right over.
I expected it. Okay, Mr. Wimple. Go ahead and say it.
All right, Richard, I'll say it. Congratulations.
Congratulations?
Yes.
What for?
Why, you and my little Willie are real heroes. You cleared Mr. L's name by telling the papers a cock and cow story.
Huh?
Don't you hurt me.
But Mr. Wimple, it was the truth.
Oh, don't you try to fool me. I know your old man took the money himself.
Now, see. I heard that. Now, see here, Wimple.
Yeah. Oh, but look, Wimple, Pop didn't take it. And Willie and I did go down to Pop's office. We did break training.
That's what my little Willie told me. But you can't take me in like that. I'm too clever. I know you and little Willie were in bed at 9:30 last night.
Oh, you do? Well, how do you know that?
How? Because Mr. L told me so.
Wimple, you are a proper cough drop.
Well, hi, family. I'm home from the game.
Did your team win, darling?
We sure did, Ma.
Oh, I'm so glad for you, Richard.
Master Richard, you come in here and take these dusty old boots out of my kitchen.
Don't talk like that about my football boots. I'll have you know they kicked a winning goal.
Oh, congratulations.
Wait a minute. What was that I heard, son?
Oh, I was just telling the family that these boots of mine kicked a winning goal.
Really?
Oh, yes, Pop. Why?
Oh, nothing. Only I was anxious to see you play today, so I went to the game. But Willie Wimple kicked the winning goal.
Oh, I know. But he was wearing my boots.
What a boy.
That was Life of the Lion. With B.B. Daniels and Ben Lyon with their children, Barbara and Richard. Also in this recording were Doris Rogers, Molly Weir, Horace Percival, David Enders, Hugh Morton, and Brian Smith. Script by B.B. Daniels, Bob Block, and Bill Harding. BBC Variety Orchestra was conducted by Paul Fennelly with incidental music by Arthur Wilkinson. Production by Tom Ronald.